3회 유형 모의고사 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Chris, you've been to Joy Amusement Park, right?
Yes, several times. It's a really exciting place.
Then, do you know how long it takes to get there?
(2번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Yenna, did you see the poster on the board?
You mean the one about the dance contest?
Yeah. Why don't you enter the contest? It would be a good chance for you to show your talent.
3번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hey, what are you looking at on your smartphone?
This is one of the pictures from last summer vacation.
Wow, this resort looks great. Did you stay there?
Yeah, the lower left of the picture is the main entrance. And there are two pools on the right side of the main entrance. The smaller one is for the little kids, and the other is perfect for me entertaining.
Oh, I found you. You are laughing and sliding down, right?
Yeah, I was a little scared at first, but it was really fun. So, I played on the slides a million times.
You must be very excited. And I can see the basketball nets hung down at either end of the big pool.
Yes, my brother Joe is shooting the ball in a very interesting pose.
Oh, he's so cute. Where are your parents?
Mom is standing in front of the snack bar between the pools, and my dad was, you know, taking this picture.
Oh, he was. Looks like you had a great time there.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자가 약속을 지키지 못하는 이유를 고르시오.
First of all, I'm so sorry, Jesse. Forgive me, please.
Oh, why?
I promised you I'd help you do your science report this afternoon.
Right. We were supposed to meet at 4 o'clock.
Well, I regret to tell you, but I can't keep my promise to you.
What happened?
This morning, my mother slipped on ice and broke her leg.
So you have to care for her, right?
No, while she is in the hospital, I should do chores at home instead of her. I hope you're not upset with me.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to worry me.
5번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 고른 캐비닛을 고르시오.
Gina, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at a website to buy a new file cabinet. You know, our current 3-drawer cabinet is not enough. We need to get a bigger one.
I totally agree with you. Do you want a movable cabinet?
Yes. I think the one with casters would be more convenient.
Okay. Then what about color?
I like either brown or white.
Same here. I think those colors go well with our desk.
So, we have two options now. What kind of materials do you have in mind?
I prefer steel since it looks more modern.
I think so too. Then, let's get this one.
6번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 스티브가 해리에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Steve must hand in his essay by 5, but he left it at home this morning. He knows that his parents are in their respective companies, so nobody can help him now. With no other option, he decides to write it out again. So he quickly goes to the library, but in the library, all computers are being used. He has no time to wait for an empty seat, and he has to hurry. Just then, he sees his friend Harry carrying his laptop computer. Steve wonders if he can borrow Harry's laptop computer. In this situation, what would Steve most likely say to Harry?
7번부터 8번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 7번과 8번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. Last class, we talked about the possible link between musical preference and personality. Today, we have another very interesting topic to discuss. Do you have a favorite position that you go to sleep in? Well, a lot of research has shown that there may be a relationship between sleeping position and personality. For example, if you like to curl up to your side like a baby, you're often shy and sensitive. If you lie straight on your side like a log, that means you're generally easygoing and social. A person who lies on his back with the arms stuck to his side like a soldier is usually quite reserved. Last, if you lie on your back with arms raised up near your head just like a starfish, you have good listening skill. Which one are you?
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Last class, we talked about the possible link between musical preference and personality. Today, we have another very interesting topic to discuss. Do you have a favorite position that you go to sleep in? Well, a lot of research has shown that there may be a relationship between sleeping position and personality. For example, if you like to curl up to your side like a baby, you're often shy and sensitive. If you lie straight on your side like a log, that means you're generally easygoing and social. A person who lies on his back with the arms stuck to his side like a soldier is usually quite reserved. Last, if you lie on your back with arms raised up near your head just like a starfish, you have good listening skill. Which one are you?
7번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (8번) 언급된 자세가 아닌 것은?